We're on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Lahai Tana Demaishi Lami Midbar said that there's two different braises of how to learn the three sets of tkiyas for Rosh Hashanah and the Yovel. One learns Rosh Hashanah from Yovel, and the other one learns Rosh Hashanah from the Midbar from Chatzotros. Gemara says, "Imalahalin chatzotzos avkan chatzotzos." Since by the midbar, it's not talking about shofar; it's talking about chatzotzos. So maybe Rosh Hashanah you have to blow chatzotzos, not shofar. Talmud Lomar tiku b'chol de shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. The true of Rosh Hashanah has to be with a shofar. Why? Because this pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah. Ezeu chag shacholdish miskasebo, which chag falls out on Rosh Chodesh? Only Rosh Hashanah. Now the Omer is a Rosh Hashanah. The Komer Rachmana, shofar. And the Torah said, Tiku b'chodesh shofar. So from there we know that Rosh Hashanah, what you have to blow, we learn from the Midbar. But what you have to blow it with, we learn from itself, that has to be a shofar. Okay, we learned before, this pasuk doesn't necessarily mean chodesh miskasebo, that it's Rosh Chodesh, that it's the moon is hidden. But there's a lot of other perushim that we said back there. You can refer back. What other pshatim there are in Chodesh Miskasebo. Okay, Iskin, Rashi. Okay, no Rashi. Iskin Rebavo Bekesri Tkiya Shlosha Shvarim Trua Tkiya. Right, Rebavo was Mesakin in Kesari, that you should blow tkiya, three shvarims, trua, and tkiya. Tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya. Zemar says, Mamev Shach. Iyalulayol, we had before two brises, or brise and a mishnah. Our mishnah says you blow tkiya, trua, tkiya. The brise says you blow tkiya, shvarim, tkiya. And we said that the machlokas is what a trua is. Is a trua a staccato, a wailing kind of sound? Or it's more of a sighing kind of sound. Genuche gonach. So Gemara says, Monefshach. If tkiya is, as the Mishnah says, a trua, what we call trua, then you should blow tkiya, trua, tkiya. The genuche gonach. And if tkiya, trua, is what we call a shvarim, then you should blow tkiya, shlosha shvarim, utkiya. So Gemara says, Mesapkelei. I genuche gonach, I yululayol. He's not sure. Maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way. Right? Rabbi Avo wasn't sure which way it is. What's the halach? And therefore, he was Masak, he should do both of them. So Maskif la Ravira. V'dimel yulei havi v'komatzik shloshe shvarim bein trua l'tkiya. L'maisa, if it is a trua, then you're blowing a shvarim between the tkiya and the trua. You're being matzik between the tkiya and the trua. So how can you blow a shvarim if that's not what a trua is? Where it says, the hother of it, tkiya trua, tkiya, in a chanam. In case that's the case, then you have to blow a tkiya trua, tkiya. So maski for larvina, v'dilma genuche havi, v'kom matzika trua vein shvarim l'tkiya. If that's the case, then maybe the opposite is true. Maybe shvarim is the trua. And then you're being matzik between the shvarim and the tkiya with the trua, which is not what trua is. Where it says, the hother of it, tkiya shvarim tkiya, in a chanam. You have to blow separately tkiya shvarim tkiya. So Ella Rabavo, my Yiskin, so what was Rabavo's takana? You're going to blow anyway tkiya shvarim tkiya, and you're going to blow tkiya trua tkiya. So whether a trua is a shvarim or a trua, you're yotze. So what do you need Rabavo's takana for? Iginu chegona ho'avde. Ili yilula yolil ho'avde. If you have what's it called, the shvarim, so you're yotze. You blew a tkiya shvarim trua. If you say trua, your yod say you blow tkiya trua tkiya. So what do you need ravavos tkiya shvarim trua tkiya? What does it accomplish? Where it says mesapkele dil meganach viyodim. Rabbi Avo had another suffix. Maybe it's both together. Maybe trua is not shvarim and it's not trua, but it's shvarim trua together. Where it says that yochi levin nami yipcha. That's the case. And again, another suffix. Maybe it's trua shvarim. Maybe the opposite order is also a trua. Tkiya trua shlosha shvarim utkiya. So you should have made such a takana too, to blow tkiya trua shvarim tkiya. Dilma Yol v'gonach. Marissa Stam of the Milsa, ki Misra be'inish Milsa b'reisha gonach v'adiyo. No, that's not the normal way of crying. When a person cries, a wailing and a sighing together, first he sighs, then he wails. Doesn't wail and then sigh. So that's not a possibility. So there are basically, according to Ravo, three possibilities. Maybe Trua is Shvarim, maybe Trua is Trua, maybe Trua is both of them, Shvarim, Trua together. So he's Masak and he should do all three. Let's see Rashi. Since he has a Sofik, which one to do? He did both. So first the Gemara thought he did both altogether. Shvarim Trua, and Yotzi Shvarim and Trua. Marissa can't be because of Hefzik. Marissa said, Vidilma Genuchehu, Vain Luchalasos Truos Yubavos. Because Matzika Trua, Bain Shvarim Lipshutis Lacharel. Maybe, what's it called? It's only a Shvarim, and then the Trua is a Hefzik. Vidilma Yelulehi, Vain Lonu Shvarim. Because Matziki Shvarim, the Tkia Shvarim, Trua Tkia, the Ravo, Bain Tkia Rishon or the Trua. Bain Kamshuta Lefanel. There's a hefsek between the first kia and the trua, because shvarim is not really a trua. Bereisha genuche gonach, genichos haruchos, right, complaining, belaz, so sighing. V'hadr miyalel is more staccato, wailing. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know if we're going to pass here, but we'll see what's here. First of all, they ask, Rav Haigon asks, what did they do from the time the Torah was given? I'm not sure what a trua is. Shvarim, it's a trua, it's a shvarim trua. Right? What did they do the year before Rav Avo came around and made his takana? Right? Didn't they know what they were blowing shofar? They blew shofar since Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? What did they blow? Right? Find out. How can you have a suffix in such a thing? Right? What did you do the year before? So Rav Haigon says that when the Torah said Yom Trua, which means Yom Yabava, any kind of crying is Yoyotzilit. Right, within reason. Now, there has to be the way that people cry. Can't be true or shvarim. But legitimately, a trua is a kind of crying, a shvarim is a kind of crying, and a shvarim trua is a kind of crying. And any way you did it, you're yotze. And there were different minhagim. Some people did it this way, some people did it that way. Other achronim seem to say that at different periods in history, the crying was different, so they changed it according to the historical reasons for the crying at that time, or whatever. But in any case, Minat Torah, you'll say, all you have to do is make a crying sound. And there's three legitimate crying sounds that you could be Yotze with. But Rav Avo wanted to make the Minig conform, to make it conform everywhere the same thing. Not some places doing this way, some places doing this way. But really, Yotze with any of them. Right. We'll see that that's an important thing when it comes to what we do exactly, according to different shittas. So according to Rav Haigon, your yotze with all of them, there's no real suffix. It's just minhagim. And all of them are legitimate, and your yotze any way you do. And the only thing Rav Avo wanted to do was make conformity, everybody should do the same thing. And in order not to hurt this one's minig, this one's going to say, hey, you're not doing my minig. He did all the minhagim so everybody could feel comfortable. That's Rav Haigon. From the Rambam and the Smag is Mashma, not like that. That taka was a real sofik, right? And you're not Yotze with all of them. Yotze only with the one that's the right one. But they didn't know which is the right one. So what did they do the year before? So there the same question is with a lot of other things. Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, Rashi's tefillin. Right? How could Rabbeinu Tam argue on Rashi if they put on tefillin like Rashi's tefillin until Rabbeinu Tam, right? Elamai, it was since the Torah was given, there were different ways of learning what the Torah said, and they're both legitimate, but not your yotze with either one. You yotze with anyone. But you could learn this way, you could learn that way. Certain generations learned this way, and that's the way it was. If you did the other way, you weren't yotze. Certain generations learned the other way. Rashi, every door, the chachomim of that door have a right to darshan the Torah and come out with whatever their conclusions are, even if it contradicts what a door before that darshan. Rabbeinu Tam had a right to review the psukim or whatever and say, this is what I think the halacha is, even though Rashi learned differently. He's allowed to argue on it. And in Rabbeinu Tam's time, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that was the tefillin. If you wore Rashi's tefillin, you weren't yotze, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But if somebody paskin like Rashi's way, it wasn't just Rashi. There's earlier Rishonim who have what's of his makoros for both of them, right? But only one of them is right. But in every generation, that right can change because each door has a right to darshan the psukim and come out with their psak, and whatever their psak is okay. That's what happened over here. There were some who darshaned what Yebava is this way, and that was the halacha. If you did the other way, you weren't Yotzeh. And another generation came along and said, or in a different place, they came along and they said, no, this is what Yebava is. And you're not Yotzeh the other way. It's not just that all of them are okay, and there's just different minhagim. Only one of them is okay. But in different places, at different times, they decided which one was okay. And Rabbi Avo took all of them and said, right, let's be Yotzeh all of them, Misafik. Right, just in case. Okay, that is, they asked Lechora if the, what's it called, the, it's not a trua, according to the other pshat, then maybe it could be a hefsek. But if it is a trua, why is it a hefsek? Right, you're blowing the whole thing. What was it? So some say that even, and also there's another question. Lechora, a hefsek is not a problem by Tkiah Shofar. We're going to learn that if you blow 9 tkiyas, 9 times in the day, you can go doing other things in between, it's not a hefsek. So, so they say that it's only not a hefsek if it's not a legitimate kol ha-shofar that doesn't belong there. If it's stam, things that have nothing to do with shofar, that's not called a hefsek in shofar. But something that you could be yotzei shofar with, and it doesn't belong there, then it's a hefsek. So that's why he was masak in all of these things, including the hefsek, to take away the hefsekas too. Okay, so that's one machlokas. Then there's shay like this. The possible that a trua is shvarim trua. Okay? So a trua is 9 kolos, right? That's what we said, or 3 kolos. Machlokas, right, we said before. Either a tria is 3 yabavos, and the above is 1 kol, so a true is 3 kolos, or it's 9 kolos. Okay? So some learn, Ritva brings down, that if shvarim trua is a trua, then the totality of shvarim trua is only 9 kolos. So you don't need 3 long shvarim or whatever, you maybe need 1 shvar, and or if it's 3 kolos, for sure. It's a very, very short thing to divide up 3 kolos between 2 sounds. The Ritva argues that, and he says, no, if Shvarim Trua is the Trua, each one has the shear of a Trua. So the Shvarim is 9 or 3 kolos, and the Trua is 9 or 3 kolos, except a Shvarim is a little bit longer. If a Trua is 9 kolos, then a Shvarim is like 11 kolos. It has to be a little bit longer, because that's what a Shvarim is, a little bit longer. And if it's 3 kolos, then each one is a little bit more than 1 kol. It's 4 kolos altogether, 1 1/3 kolos to make a shvarim. Or, like we learned before, that it's possible a shvarim is not longer than a trua. It's just a different sound. It's a broken sound. Right? Same shear, but broken sound. So then it could be that a shvarim and a trua are the same thing. Same thing, you need either 3 kolos or 9 kolos for the shvarim. 3 kolos or 9 kolos for the trua, except the shvarim sounds a little bit different. Okay. That's another machlokas. Shvarim trua is all called a trua. What does that mean? It's one sound, and therefore you can't be matzik b'chlal between them. You have to go directly from the shvarim into the trua, with no hefsik at all. Okay, that's one sheet. Just like Rabbi Yehuda, we had in Sukkah, who holds that tkiya, trua, tkiya is one sound. You can't be matzik b'chlal between them. Okay. That's one sheet. Second sheet. They're taka one sound, but not that there's no hefsek between them. You have to define this is a shvar and this is a trua. You can't not stop between the end of the shvar and the beginning of the trua, because then there's not a distinct shvarim and trua. But you have to do it in one breath. Nor, since it's one sound, right, you have to do it together in one breath. If you don't do it in one breath, then basically it's not one trua. It's two separate things. That's no good. And the third sheet is no. It's one trua, but the way to blow that trua is by taking a breath, because that's how people cry. They take a breath in between. They don't go directly from sighing into wailing. They breathe in between. So there are 3 shitas, and there's really a 4th shita. In that 3rd shita, that you can take a breath What does that mean? You can take a breath, but if you don't take a breath also, okay? But it's not ma'akiv taking the breath. Or no, you have to take a breath. It's not the sound of crying and wailing unless you take a breath. So basically there's four shitas. One shita is that you don't stop at all between the shvarim and the truah. Second shita is that according to everybody you stop between them. The question is, do you take a breath or you don't take a breath? And fourth shita is, one says you do take a breath, one says you don't. Fourth shita is, do you have to take a breath? Is there a shita that holds that if you don't take a breath, you're not yotze? Or everybody holds if you don't take a breath, it's okay, as long as you make a hefzik. Right, so what we hold basically is, the Chazon Ish held that you should blow the first way, at least partially. That not only don't you take a breath, but if you hold that you don't take a breath, you can't stop either. It goes directly from one to the other without any noticeable stop between them. Most people hold not like that, that there has to be a noticeable stop. So when you blow it in one breath, but you stop after the last shvarim, and then you start the trua, but you don't take a breath. And when you do take a breath, you manage to take a breath in between. And we also hold that b'di'evid, even if you hold that you can take a breath, that's only that you're allowed to take a breath. But if you blow the whole thing without taking a breath, everybody holds a yotze. Okay, but again, there are four different shitas. Okay, now, so what do we do? So there are also about four different shitas of what to do. And the Tosis, this is the Tosis before. The first shita is the shita of the, Minhag HaYeshivos. That the Rif brings down. The Minhag HaYeshivos is like this. We blow shofar before Musaf and we blow shofar in Musaf. So the shofar before Musaf, we blow what it says, Rabavo is Masakin. Three times Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah, because maybe the Trua is Shvarim and Trua. Three times Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, because maybe that's the Trua. And three times Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah, because maybe that's the Trua. And if you, whatever the Trua is, you have to blow it three times. So we blow 30 kolos, right? Each one is called one kol, even though it's made of different sounds, but it's called one sug of kol. Tkiyah is one, Trua is one, Shvarim is one. So we have 12 different kolos by Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah, 3 times 4, and 9 of Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah and Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah, right? 2 times 3 is 9, and another 9 is 18, is 30 kolos. So we blow 30 kolos. That pretty much is standard. Okay, that's Yotze, the Sothic of Rabavo. Now, what do you do in Musaf? Now you have to blow again, according to the brachos. What do we blow for Malchios? What do you blow for Zichronos? What do you blow for Shofros? What should be is, you should blow the combination. You're supposed to now blow one Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah for each one. So I don't know what Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah is. So I should blow Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah, Tkiyah Trua Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. Right, Bechor, that's what you should blow. So the Minhag HaYeshivos was not to do that. The Minhag HaYeshivos was that in Musaf, by the brachos, for Malchios, you blew what's it called Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah once. For Zichronos, you blew Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah once. And for Zichronos, you blew Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah once. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, it's the start of this Asri. Monafshach. Right? If Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah is what Trua is, then you didn't blow any shofar for Zichronos and Shofros. If Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah is, then you didn't blow for Malchios or Shofros, and so on. How could you do a Tarte Disaster? The answer is, this Shita, Rav Haigon, is a Shitasa. That you don't say with all of them. So the Chatchila, to make it conform, so you did all the different Shitas, we did that already. We made the Bracha, we did that before. Now it's a Tircha de Tzibur to start blowing all this again. So therefore, you don't say with any of them. So it's not a Tarte Disaster. It's only a Tarte Disaster if you hold that that it's either this or that. But if you hold that all of them are legitimate, it's just a matter of making it conform. So then what's it called? Uniform, not conform, to make it uniform. So then what's it called? Then you did that already by blowing the shofar the first time. And now in Musaf, not to make it, you blew all the different variations of Trua, each one you yotze by itself. So you yotze. You blew, what's it called, one for Malchios, one for Zichrons, one for Shofar. So all you have to do, that you're supposed to do. You don't have to blow three for each one to be yotze all the different shitas, because anyway you yotze. And to make it uniform, we were yotze the first time with Reb Avo. That's the Rif. Then there's what's it called, the Oruch. The Oruch, there are two variations of the Oruch. This is pretty much what we do. But let's before we go that, let's go to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that you blow, everybody holds it before Musaf, you blow like a Ravo. Tkiyah Shvarim, Trua Tkiyah three times, Tkiyah Shvarim, Tkiyah three times, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah three times. What do you do in Musaf? So here Rabbeinu Tam says, you blow Tkiyah Shvarim, Trua Tkiyah once for each one. And you yotze, one of shot. If it's Shvarim, you blew a Shvarim. If it's true, you blew a true. If it's Shvarim true, you blew a Shvarim true. What's the only problem? It's a Hefsik. That Hefsik is not, we're not choshish for the Hefsik, right, in order not to make Tircha the Sibura. So we yotze, she blew Shvarim, you blew Trua, you blew Shvarim Trua. There's a Shvarim Mapsik between the Trua, whatever, that we're not choshish for. That we're not choshish for. Rav Avo was choshish for that, in the Iker Takana. But once you're blowing again in Musaf, you're not choshish for that. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Aruch says, and this is pretty much what we do, one way or the other. The Aruch says like this, and we'll see later where the makor for this machlokas is. You blow three times Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah before, and three times Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, and three times Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah before Musaf. That is standard. Then we want to blow 100 kolos. There's a minute to blow 100 kolos. Keneged the 100 kolos that Aim Sisra cried. So we do the following. In the silent Shmona Esrei, we do the same thing again. Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah three times, but we split it up. One time for Malchios, one time for Zichronos, one time for Shofros. And Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah three times. One time for Malchios, one time for Zichronos, one time for Shofros. And Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. The same thing, Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah, one time for each Malchus Zichronos Shofar. It's another 30 kolos total. Then in the Chazoras Hashatz, we do it again. So it's another 30 kolos. Again, Malchios, same thing. Malchios, Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. And then for same thing, Zichronos and Shofros. That's another 30 kolos, 90 kolos. And then at the end of davening, before Aleinu, we blow another 10 kolos, which means one time Tkiyah Shvarim Trua Tkiyah, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah, and Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. It's 10 kolos, and then you have 100 kolos. That's one sheet. That sheet of holes that you're supposed to blow shofar in the silent Shmon Esrei too. Then there's another sheet, the Shaloh HaKadosh. What? Yeah, or everybody can blow it himself if he wants, I guess. Right, they wait, and they, what's it called, and everybody waits at the end of their Shemona Esrei, of their that bracha, and then they hear shofar, somebody blows shofar. Then there's a sheet that they don't blow shofar in the silent Shemona Esrei. Where that comes from is not for today, it's probably tomorrow, after Yom Tov, whatever, we'll get to it. The you don't blow in the silent Shemona Esrei, so you're missing 30 kolos. So what you do is you blow before Musaf 30, in Chazoras Hashatz, another 30. After, or in the Kaddish, after Chazoras Hashatz, another 30. That takes the place of the 30 that they did in the silent Shmona Esrei by the other minik. And then, before Aleinu, or after Aleinu, 10 more. That's pretty much the minik that we have. Okay, now, Tosfos, also that Tosfos before discusses, so how long do these truas and tkiyas have to be? Right? The way we learned, even though it's two different shitas, how long a tkiya is. Is a tkiya half of a trua, or a tkiya is a full trua? Okay, we had a machlokas we've shown him that. we pretty much hold that a tkiya is equal to a trua. How long is a trua? So if trua is trua, it's 9 kolos, or 3 kolos, we pretty much hold 9. Okay? So a trua is 9 kolos. So the tkiya has to be 9 kolos. But if a trua is a shvarim, then like we said, it's a little bit more than 9 kolos. Because each thing is a little bit longer than 3 kolos, one kol. Right? Each one is a little bit longer than 3 kolos, because you have 3 shvarim. Total have to be 9, but it's a little bit longer, because a shvarim is longer than a trua. So then let's say it's like 11 kolos. Right? 12 kolos instead of 9. So then a tkiya has to be 12 kolos. If it's shvarim and trua together, and that's what the trua is, then a tkiya has to be equal to both of them. Which means about what's it called... 9 kolos plus a minimum of another 9 kolos, so probably a little bit longer because the shvar is like longer, so it has to be 20 kolos or a little bit more. Somewhere like that. Okay? So at least a minimum though of 18, so it's 9 and 9. And that's taka the way we hold. That there are different opinions. There's an opinion that says that a tkiya has to equal to a trua, not the trua you're blowing at that point, but the trua, the minimal trua that it could be. Especially if you learn that all of them are kosher, just different minhagim, then a tkiya doesn't have to be as long as the trua that you're blowing. It just has to be as long as a trua of an acceptable trua. So if you blew a tkiya of 9 kolos, even though you're blowing shvarim trua, you'd be yotze. But if you hold that the tkiya has to be as long as the trua that you're blowing, and if the trua you're blowing is shvarim trua, which is 18 kolos, then the tkiya has to be 18 kolos. So if you didn't blow a tkiya of 18 kolos, when you blow shvarim trua, you're not yotze. But by shvarim, you don't have to blow more than, what's it called, maybe 10 kolos, 11 kolos, whatever. And by trua, you only have to blow 9 kolos. And that's pretty much how we hold. But the halacha is that you can blow a longer one. Like we said, you can blow a double length tkiya, and it's no problem. So therefore, no matter how long you blow, it has to be at least as long as the trua you're blowing. For trua, it has to be 9 kolos, the tkiya, and what's it called? It usually, the way I figure it out, a kol is about 1/3 of a second. So therefore, 9 kolos is about 3 seconds, and 18 kolos is about 6 seconds. The others say it's a little bit less than that. That's not 1/3 of a second per kol. It's a little bit less than 1/3 of a second. You figure it out. You blow 3 kolos and look at your watch and stopwatch and see. Or better, blow like 30 little kolos and see how long it takes. In any case, so that's also a shaila. Yeah, the halacha l'maisa, what we do is the following. By the tkiyas before Kriyas HaTorah, we do it in one neshima. And therefore the person who calls out says, Shvarim Trua together. And they blow together, but we make a stop, not like the Chazon Ish. We make a stop between the Shvarim and the Trua. We don't take any breath. No breath at all, and just goes, but with a stop, is the Shvarim ends and the Trua starts. And after, in Musaf itself, we blow with two Nishimas. Two breaths, Bedafka, meaning that the person who calls says Shvarim, Trua, makes them separate. That's a sign they're supposed to take a breath, and we blow shvarim, and then we take a short breath, less than a full breath, because if you take a full breath, then the hefzik is more than a breath. So you take a short breath, mamish, and then, what's it called, start blowing the trua. And all the other ones, the next 40 kolos, we do with one breath, because we hold that b'di'evit, or not b'di'evit, even the one who holds you could take two breaths, holds if you do it in one breath, is for sure okay. So, to be yotze, the shita that holds you have to take a breath, we do 30 kolos, which is the minimum to be yotze all of the different shitas, right, with two breaths, and all the other ones we do with one breath. That's what we do, Lamaisa. No, since it's the whole thing that Rokeach says, why did Rav Avol do this? If Lamaisa, you know, you yotze anyway, because Larvi Vasasotin, I wanted to make sure that we get that the Sotan, we get the one that Sotan holds as a thing. Sotan can say, I don't hold that way, so it's not ma'arbiv me. So this way we get all the possibilities to ma'arbiv the Sotan. So that's not, since it's a, there's a minig, there's an inyan to do it, so it's not a tirchus shibur.
No,
it's only a tirchus shibur to do something you didn't have to do. You could be, but if you want to be yotzei a minig of 100 kolos, it's not a tirchus shibur.
What order you
right.
Oh
yeah, you know, if you owe mea kolos, then that does those are not. Our minis do mea kolos, and we don't hold the tirchus shibura because it's what's it called? Because there's an inyan. They hold there's no inyan to do 100 kolos. That's all. They don't do 100 kolos.
Okay.